Hey, Samantha. Hey, Grady.
What are you doing?
Oh, I took a class in origami, so Gino's Pizza said I could fold their flyers. They thought it might catch people's attention that way.
What is that, a giraffe?
No, this is Calvin Coolidge, but he is known as the president with the surprisingly long neck.
Oh.
So, how are things going with your mom working evenings?
Great.
Great?
Grady's getting her fired.
He what?
Samantha!
Sorry.
Well, what happened?
It's not my fault. Things kept on going wrong, so I had to keep going downstairs to get her.
And her supervisor got mad, huh?
Real mad.
Samantha! Sorry.
Well, what kind of things went wrong?
The TV was coming in fuzzy, and Samantha broke a glass, and we got bored.
Grady, are you trying to get her fired?
Maybe. She'd come home.
Grady, your mom's only doing this job because she loves you and Samantha. She wants to provide for you.
I know.
But you have to pull your weight, too. Hey, you guys want to hear a story?
Not really.
I do!
Okay, me too. Once upon a time, there was a scrawny 10-year-old kid named Wooten.
Oh, boy.
Okay, one day, little Wooten's parents decided they were going to move from Albuquerque, which is fun to say, to Alaska, which isn't as fun to say. Little Wooten was really disappointed. He loved Albuquerque and the friends he had there. He didn't want to move.
So what did he do?
Well, little Wooten whined, complained, and pouted, but they moved anyway. And so then Wooten just whined, complained, and pouted in Alaska. Until one day, his butler came home with a pet moose.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's a large animal with antlers and hooves. Anyway, little Wooten thought that was really cool. And Bradford told him if he stopped whining about the move and all the changes, he could actually enjoy and grow in this new place, Alaska. And from then on, little Wooten decided that when things changed, he just had to make the most of it. Change can help you change, you know, and that can be a good thing.
So did you end up liking Alaska?
Oh, the story wasn't about me, Grady. I just made it up, and I always like to be the main character in my stories. But do you get what I'm saying?
Mooses make things fun?
I guess you're saying I need to accept the change and make the best of it.
You got it, pal. Just think of it as your chance to be the man of the house. Help your mom out.
Be the man of the house. I could do that.
Okay, remember, Samantha, we're going to be grown-ups tonight. We're not going to have to get Mom for anything, okay?
Okay.
So, how about cereal for dinner?
Okay.
Get some milk out of the fridge.
Great!
And I'll get the cereal.
Grady, the floor's all wet.
What? What did you spill?
Nothing!
It's all over! I think it's coming out of the fridge. Oh no, the fridge isn't cold!
That's not good.
It's broken. We'll have to move everything out of here.
We should get Mom.
No, we don't need to. Here, we'll just put the milk on the fire escape. It's cold out there.
Okay. Whoa! Ow!
You spilled the gravy all over the carpet!
My leg hurts!
You're fine.
Get Mom!
Samantha!
Get Mom!
What's going on in there? There's water coming through my ceiling.
Get Mom!
Maybe I'll get Mom.